Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Peace Lutheran Church. Great to see all of you gathered here this morning. A few people are coming in here. We have some special visitors with us this morning that were here all throughout the night. Our youth as well as some youth from Yakima, Central Lutheran Church in Yakima. So we want to start with a question that is geared to them. I think in middle school you're going through algebra. Are you guys in algebra yet? Pre-algebra. Have you hit a point in pre-algebra where you've just hit your head and said, it's too hard? Have you hit that point yet? Anybody? We have brilliant kids here this morning. They're really tired, actually. Today, we're gonna actually get to a point in the Gospels where, you see, Jesus' disciples are listening to Jesus, and Jesus says something that's really hard, and they kind of hit their head and say, that's a hard saying. So if you had that experience in algebra, know that Jesus' disciples had that experience. We're going to read about it in John chapter 6. Not everything that we read in the Bible is simple, and we say, yes, I agree. Some of the things that we read are hard, and we figure out the real message that Jesus is saying way on down the line. And today's going to be one of those days. I'll try not to make my message like algebra or math this morning. We are blessed to have visitors with us this morning, youth from Yakima and youth here from Philomath. What were you doing this morning at 5 a.m., congregation? Some of these youth were actually going to bed at 5 a.m. this morning. While you were getting up, they were going to bed. So they had a great evening filled with lots of activity, and we're thankful for the bonding and friendship that they had this last evening. Felicity is the youth leader, director of family life. Say it again. Director of youth and family ministries. And so it's great to have you here with us. And they've got some more fun things planned for today as well. Other announcements to share with the congregation. This Thursday, Bryson's band's going to be playing on the patio. That's Thursday, August, I believe, 23rd at 7 p.m. Come bring a lawn chair if you like. We'll have chairs out on the patio. We only ask that you bring a dessert to share with others. So there's going to be dessert there. We'll provide the drinks. Go ahead and bring a dessert and just enjoy time listening to music and having fellowship with one another. Also, tonight we have another Sunday evening worship opportunity at 7 p.m. Last week was a very worshipful time. This worship service is a little more casual. It also offers the opportunity for the congregation, those that come, to select the songs that we sing. So that's a great blessing. Next Sunday, church is going to be a little different. We have church in the park at 10 a.m., and that's where all the churches in Philomath join together down in the city park on 23rd, just south of 23rd in the city park at 10 a.m. That is a chicken lunch after worship, and if you do come, bring a side to share with everyone else. Drinks are provided. I'll send all that information out in an email this week. So that's next Sunday, 10 a.m. in the city park. We will not have morning worship here at Peace. We will, however, have that evening worship service next Sunday. So it's an opportunity to, if you don't come to the church in the park, you can come to church here at Peace at 7 p.m. And let's see. Finally, September 9th, we're starting a new series based on Max Licato's book, You'll Get Through This. We're going to follow that study guide. You can also buy the book from Oscar. The cost is $5 for the study guide, $5 for the book. So it's just a great deal. We're really looking forward to that study in September. Are there other announcements to share this morning? Citizen Rob.
I guess the Lord has put something on my heart. I want to add some books to the church library out there. I have numerous ones of the same copy. It's The War Prayer by Mark Twain. If you're a Christian, if you're a voter, if you're a thinker, I would strongly urge you, recommend, dare, challenge you to read this book. It's a 5-minute read. And it's a perspective on war that most people don't think about, but is very real. So I just want to let you know that there are numerous copies of this out in the library. I urge you, I recommend, I dare, I challenge you to read it. And if you'd like to, I'd be more than happy to visit with you and dialogue about it, because I have been there. Thank you.
Thanks for that resource, Rob. Go ahead and read that book and seek Rob out for discussion. That's a good thing. Thanks for bringing that up, Rob. I think that does it for our announcements. Any other announcements to share this morning? I will point out that the flowers this morning, the beautiful ones, are from the Holroyds in honor of their 50th wedding anniversary. So we'll give thanks to God for their years together. Also, the Olivers, Larry and Ann, are celebrating their 50th anniversary today, or this week. So you guys didn't get married on the same day by the same pastor and everything, did you? No. All right. God's blessings to you guys today. Remember them in our prayers.